Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? I mean, you look at those people out in the steps of SCOTUS today. Look at the yelling and the screaming they were doing. You know, there's so many ironies about all of this. And I may later on in the show go down the list of some of the things that they're screaming about that make absolutely no sense whatsoever. And I mean none. Right? My body, my choice, except when it comes to vaccinations. Except when it comes to women being able to carry guns to protect themselves. In those two cases, it's not my women, my body, my choice. It's just hypocritical at an alarming level, I'll put it that way. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way this works. Okay? Is you have to be part of the solution. Anyway. Yeah, we're going to talk about this and so many other things. I've got Brad Dacus is going to join us after the break, talk about the decision, where we're at, where it could go. Remember, people, this is... Now, John Roberts said it's not going to change. Yes, I don't think it was a leak at all. I think it was purposeful. I think it was planned. I think it was laid out a certain way. There's no way on this God's green earth that this was put out there and it was like, oh, whatever. No. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Again, be a part of the solution. And you see more and more people now gathering because I love this. It's making them nuts. Right? You've got Elizabeth Warren basically calling for insurrection. Show up everywhere. Protest everywhere. You know, and I hope they're talking about peaceful protests, are they not? You think they're doing that? No, with all sincerity. I don't believe so. I think they want to, as we're going to play some clips later on, they want to burn the place down. That's what they want to do. And they've said as much. You know, all those people on that interweb, that big, bad interweb, all of them, have said exactly that. You need to burn it down. We need to start all over. This is just wrong. Just totally amazing that they're allowed to get away with this. Oh, no, I don't even know where to start. Barack Oblamo and his wife? I guess it's his wife. calling for national protests now. Former President Barack Hussein Obama and his wife, he called for the national protests. If the Supreme Court does, in fact, throw out Roe versus Wade. Here, again, I'm going to keep saying this. This does not make abortion illegal. Why people, this shows you what a bad job we did at educating people over the years, doesn't it? He went on to say, today millions of Americans woke up fearing that their essential freedom under the Constitution were at risk. Love how these people throw freedoms in the Constitution at risk, except when it comes to guns, except when it comes to your religious beliefs, except when it comes to your freedom to say what you want to say. All of a sudden, your rights don't matter anymore. You don't have a right to do those things. You do have a right to kill a baby in the womb or just outside the womb. This shows you, this is why it's so hard to take them seriously. This is why it's so hard to give them any credit at all for the stuff that they say or even want to put through. If the Supreme Court ultimately decides to overturn landmark case of Roe versus Wade, then it will not only reverse 50 years of precedent, it will relegate the most intensely personal decision someone can make to the whims of politicians and ideologues. I'm sorry. You're talking about, remember, SCOTUS is not politicians, are they? You want to talk about ideologues? Why do we have 5-4 decisions all the time? That's proof that you have ideologues up there. You know what's up there. And you want to put more liberal justices up there. So who's talking about ideologues and politicians now? I mean, and the sad part about it, some of the people I've spoken with, and they know, some of them are going to know who I'm talking about. They're so ignorant to these things, they don't see it. When you bring it up, you can tell they're cocking their head sideways and going, I don't know. Is that conspiracy? No, it's not conspiracy. Look, if you want to put more liberal judges on the Supreme Court, why do you want to do that? You're doing that so they'll line up with your mindset, your way of thinking. These people only push the Constitution and constitutional rights when it's about them and their way. You know, it's funny, Nancy Pelosi once made the faux pas of saying that, you know, a fetus, a baby, has no rights in the womb. Okay? That the Constitution doesn't give it rights. Well, the Constitution doesn't give you a right to an abortion either. It doesn't. Now, they had to bend it and pressle it all around to make it that way. But it doesn't. All right. Since I'm not the lawyer, we'll ask Brad when he joins the show in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and packs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host. Got the wrong Joe, man. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way to beat this, is to be part of the solution as a whole. Now, let's bring on the guy that has the clue, because I don't, and I keep telling you I don't. Tap danced all around this last night, and I said, look, the official opinion hasn't come out yet, so you don't even know if this is an Onion story or not. And when I started to realize what was going on, I realized it had to be true. And I realized that the fact that It was leaked the way it was. Let's start off there. It was leaked the way it was. And then within, for all intents and purposes, within minutes, you had SCOTUS was surrounded with well-printed signs. Just great. Tell me this was not an accidental leak. This was a planned process. Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Love it. He's on with me every week. Got all kinds of stuff to run through. Brad, thanks for being with me.
So it's great to be on the program. Great to talk about this this new important information.
Oh, this is a big deal. Like I said, it broke yesterday while I was in the middle of the show, and as I was looking at some of the pieces coming through, I thought, okay, slow down. I don't know this to be true. I don't know it not to be true, but I don't know it to be true either. So we need to find out. But Roberts came out today and demanded an investigation. I don't even know, do they have a right to do that? Could SCOTUS push the DOJ to do something like this?
Yes, they can, and it's also a court-martial, an actual position, the court-martial who will also, I'm sure, probably be a part of this or involved in it, helping the investigation. They will find out who leaked it. That's a given. I'm very confident of that. And that person will be likely terminated. And they may even have their bar license taken from them because they're an attorney, probably a newly practicing attorney, but they're an attorney. And the court will go out of its way to make an example of this so that no one ever even thinks about doing it in the future. But it wasn't an accident. This was deliberate. It was premeditated. I believe, if I had to put money on it, I believe they'll find it was someone in the staff of Justice Sotomayor. That's my prediction.
That's what everybody.
I may be wrong.
It's what, no. You're in a good company because it's what everybody is saying, that they truly believe it's somebody in her staff that has leaked this, and because she would be the one to not want this to happen. But interesting how far the left has now gone. Where they're willing to put themselves. You know, they're calling this person, I don't know if you heard about this, they're calling this person a hero for leaking this. So they're setting up a defense for them already.
Yeah. So it's not gonna help. They also want to sort of peel away, with intimidation, some of these new, newer justices, Amy Coney Barrett, Kavanaugh. Of course, Roberts, he hasn't really. We don't know which way he's going to go, so we know we're 5-3, apparently right now. But I've talked about that before. Roberts is still like a 14-year-old who doesn't really know what he feels that day. I mean, he's real super sensitive to people's opinion of him, how he comes across. So he may be influenced by this, and he may pull him over to the liberals, but it's not going to work on the others. It's really blatant and very obvious what this tactic is about. It's to intimidate. It's not going to work. And Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned. I do want to give myself a little credit because if you remember in the past, I did come out with my prediction.
Yes, you did.
And my prediction was that it was going to be five were going to vote to overturn Roe versus Wade. And I speculated that Roberts would uphold the Mississippi decision, as far as 15 weeks. But wouldn't go so far as to join the others on reversing Roe versus Wade. I think that's what Roberts is going to end up doing. This time has finally come. So what many people don't realize, it's not going to ban abortions.
They're just willing to give the rights back to the states where they started. And to your point a minute ago, though, there's a lot of quote unquote legal eagles out there that are talking about how this really was a bad decision because Roe versus Wade wasn't in front of them. This case had really nothing to do with that. So how they made the leap or the jump, these legal eagles are trying to figure out how that happened. You got any words on that?
How they made the jump in terms of
tying it into Roe versus Wade when they were really supposed to be looking at the Mississippi case and deciding whether 15 weeks was good or bad.
Yeah, I'm not surprised though because in order for them to rule in favor of Mississippi, they have to rule against the prior case law Casey decision, which said point of viability, which is 20 weeks. And if they rule against Casey and say, no, states can go before viability, well, what's the basis for that? I mean, they could do what Roberts might do and say, well, you know, ample opportunity rule. So, okay, we're coming up with this new rule. So it has to be an ample opportunity for a woman to have an abortion after she finds out she's pregnant. You know, that's still nebulous and uncertain and vague. So, you know, but Roe versus Wade has been the big elephant in the middle of the room. It is a complete disaster in terms of proper interpretation of a constitution, applying case law. And Alito apparently has diced and sliced it in a way that every intelligent, I think, scholar will look at and maybe under their breath, but, or if not vocally, will have to some degree agree with.
So I got to go in for you. It's one that we talk about on a regular basis. So in many, many, many states' constitutions and in their laws, they criminalize abortion. Flat out. They don't call it abortion necessarily. They say that every person who shall willfully or maliciously administer or cause to be administered to or taken by any person any poison or other noxious, poisonous, or destruction substance or liquid, you lawyers got to put everything in here, with an intention to harm him or her, thereby to murder or thereby to cause or procure the miscarriage from a woman, from a child, right, shall suffer incarceration. Now, these laws were put into place in the early 1800s. Missouri, Illinois, New York, oh my God, Ohio, what else was there? A bunch of them. Maine was one of them. Alabama, Massachusetts, Michigan. I mean, I can go on and on with this. Vermont. They all had laws against this. So if this was really something our founding fathers didn't want, in the early 1800s, there was still enough of these guys around who knew about the war, who talked to these guys, to can it. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court has confirmed a leak that shows they're thinking about overturning Roe v. Wade, which has let American women choose to get abortions for almost 50 years. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, appearing on Fox News, says justices shouldn't have to worry about their confidentiality being breached.
If you're an associate justice on the Supreme Court, you can have the conversations, whether in person or written, mm-hmm. in confidentiality, and that you're not going to have a political activist who's going to go run to their cheerleader in the media and say, put this up.
The CDC is recommending all travelers over the age of 2 continue to mask up. This includes airplanes and trains and at airports and train stations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going hell.
We are back. Baby, Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563, Justice Alito, one of the comments that he made today was, we hold that the Roe and Casey must be overruled. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, no such rights implicitly protected by any constitutional provision, including the one on which the defenders of Roe and Casey now rely on. Let me bring on Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, during the break, I was doing some of my own little research, checking some more stuff out, and the scholars, if you would, the constitutional scholars, are just praising Alito's, his opinion letter from a standpoint of again, you and I have talked about this in the past. He doesn't just call out case law, but he specifically starts calling out the Constitution as to where it doesn't apply. There is nothing in the Constitution that allows this. Agreed?
Agreed. It dovetailed the Griswold decision, which said that women have a fundamental right over decisions of procreation, and this is dealing with state laws over 100 years ago that banned birth control devices, birth control things. And so they said, women have a fundamental right of procreation, therefore they have a fundamental right of terminating pregnancy. Well, the big difference between right to birth control and abortion is, one, is just involving one person. Griswold is just involving one person, the mother. Abortion involves two people, as was recognized by history and in our criminal statutes, that there were two people. When someone deliberately causes a woman to miscarry, that miscarriage is a person and they're prosecuted for murder. So Alito's absolutely correct. It makes no sense logically from concepts of basic justice and fairness and balance for them to say that the unborn, the preborn, is a person under one statute entitled to life protection and criminal prosecution of the perpetrator, and on another provision under Roe versus Wade, saying that they're someone who is not a person, and the government can give you money and help assist in the killing, without even birth control and at any stage. I mean, it is so inconsistent. So anyone has any understanding, appreciation of law and the Constitution, It just makes absolutely no sense, and it needs to be reconciled. It needs to be brought back to states. Same way states have criminal statutes for murder, they also need to, in dealing with personhood, they need to also resolve the question of abortion and personhood.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, there are so many things that don't make sense, that contradict each other in these laws, in what's going on, with our court systems. And yet they won't admit to them. They won't. You know, I love this, how the argument now is that this has been law for 50 years, and, you know, you have no right to go back in and change it. I'm thinking, okay, so should we have left Dred Scott alone? I mean, for real? And not only that, I think the Second Amendment has been solidified for well over 200-plus years, almost at the beginning of this nation. And you go through the whole list of things that they want to fight back on a regular basis. But when it comes to this one, where, again, you and I have talked about this for the informed, this was not a law that was made by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court basically said you can't ban abortion except in A, B, and C, and no law was ever made from it. Correct?
Yeah, correct. It's the Supreme Court. They basically wrote the law. That's not the job of the Supreme Court. The legislature makes laws. Supreme Court interprets laws and interprets and applies and protects the Constitution. They failed on both fronts with regard to Roe versus Wade. And it was very, very poorly written as well. It's even liberals who are pro-abortion, have to somewhat blush when they try to justify the actual reading and rationale of Roe versus Wade. So it's time of attack. It has long been coming. And it's an epitome of what we have when we have judicial activism. And that's the kind of thing the likes of Justice Sotomayor, would like to do. She's in favor of Roe versus Wade because she's an activist and doesn't understand the limits of the Supreme Court and the function of the Supreme Court. And I'm willing to bet publicly, I haven't heard anyone else make this speculation, but I understand that you told me that there's others who have, but I believe that they'll find that the person who leaked it, it was more likely than not from her staff. And if so, not only does that staff member need to be fired, but also Sotomayor perhaps needs to be investigated for her role in it and possible removal from the Supreme Court for egregiously breaching the trust and function of the court.
You really think they're going to remove her? I mean, with this Department of Justice?
Maybe not with this Department of Justice, but I think, though, that after the midterm election, could be a special investigator appointed, recalled on by the Senate and the House. It's not likely, but at the very least, she will be scarred and for the rest of her tenure, if that is true. And we'll have to just see what happens in the investigation.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they truly and really investigate this. Actually, I'd almost let it hang for a while. So when the House does, when they do take back the House and the Senate, that there's really an effort to impeach these people, remove them. But I don't even know if we have the spine. I don't know if the Republican Party as a whole has the spine to actually make that happen. You, again, are more optimistic on that stuff than I am. I don't trust them. Haven't for a long time.
Yeah, I think, though, that the Republican Party has become more resolute, and they know the American people. They want politicians who are resolute, principled, people of their word. And frankly, I think President Trump, he really sort of set the standard in his presidency. He kept his word. Making promises just wasn't a thing you do. It's something that you keep. And I think that straightforward, upfront form of governance is something that was refreshing. I think many people are now calling upon our politicians to do that. We've seen Governor DeSantis, his bold leadership is following right in Trump's example. Same with Governor Abbott of Texas. And I think we've seen a number of politicians be much more bolder and upfront and principled because of Donald Trump's model.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope they step up the way they're supposed to. And I hope they really, truly, truly fight through this thing without caring about it. I mean, I look at the leadership of, and we don't have to get into it now, but, you know, Kevin McCarthy and a few others who will not take this kind of stance. They won't push back on this like we need them to. So how does this, I think I read it, I might be wrong, been wrong before, there's like 29 states that are ready to either totally ban or ban within the, you know, 8 to 15 week period abortions. Unlike California, which will become an abortion sanctuary where you won't have to pay for it, you fly in, get your abortion, fly out again. What kind
Yeah, we're going to see states go in different directions. Say 28, I heard the count of 27 states that either will have abortion greatly limited or practically banned, are those who are expecting to do it. I think we've got effectively 18 who, either because of prior statutes, prior to Roe versus Wade, or new statutes, will have solid actions against it. We have another 9 states that are in process. Mostly these are, we're basically talking about red states. But then we also have, you know, blue states like California, Washington, Oregon, Illinois, every state, you know, north of Maryland.
Massachusetts, north. Don't forget them.
Yeah, I would say Maryland North, that will be possibly passing laws that are firming up, giving greater expanse in infanticide, like they're thinking about passing in California. And with that, I also think we're going to see more and more people saying, you know what, this state I'm living in doesn't comport with my convictions. I don't want to pay tax money to a state that's doing such evil and horrific things to precious born. And I think we're going to see it just speed up the immigration that we see from states like California and New York to other states by people who have strong convictions and conscience regarding the sanctity of human life and human dignity.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm concerned that, again, this starts such a rift that people are going to want to split up the country. I'm not a believer that splitting up the country is exactly the right thing to do. I think our founding fathers gave us what we needed to make it happen. We need to educate our people, and we need to get them involved, engaged, and just doing something. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Table. Buffalo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Come to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something, as I like to say, do something more than nothing. Because that's what you're doing when you just sit there pounding on the keyboards on Facebook. You're doing nothing. Let me bring on Brad Dacus. Love it when he's on with me. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Before we get to cackling along, Brad, you go ahead and tell people what PJI is all about, what they do, and how we can help you.
You bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit legal organization. We defend religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of human life. We're unique in that we have offices all across the United States, coast to coast. We also do not charge for our work. We don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. We work actually really hard to make sure we get help. We now have over 85 cases in active litigation, and some of these cases are representing large numbers of people at a time. So it's we're really having a big impact, and we're. And with, I will tell you right now, if this happens, which I believe it will, that Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned, it will shift back to the states, and our offices, now strategically located all across the country, will play a very major role in helping these states adopt solid pro-life legislation, and we are better situated to do that than any other legal group in the country, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, I think you've got a wonderful organization. We've been plugging you and having you on for years now, and frankly, the bottom line with it is there's not many others doing what you're doing. And it's not just these kind of things. You know, you're fighting for the rights of kids to live out their freedom, live out their religious freedom on campuses. You're same thing with parents. You're fighting for them to have a right to have a say on what their kids are learning and seeing and doing in school. So, you know, again, God bless you for what you're doing. I know he is. You're opening up more offices. People are finding out about you. You're getting more support, help, and cases. So, obviously, you're needed, you know?
Yeah, and also, people don't realize that on our website, we have incredible empowerment resources, you know, to help business owners know what their rights are, to live their faith through their business, through their company, what workers' rights, what they can do, what churches' rights are, parents' rights issues, dealing with opt-out forms to protect their children, customized opt-out forms for each of the 50 states, you know, forms to protect their kids from being vaxxed without their permission, very strong empowerment information, how to protect yourself against social workers when they want to investigate or threaten to investigate. These are all things that parents should have now in their hands, not when the crisis is happening. And it's all available without charge, every bit of it, on our website, pji.org, pji.org.
Well, I love the work that you're doing. People don't realize how much it costs to do a court case. I mean, some do who've been dragged into something, but most don't know what it costs to do a court case. You know, the court filing fees and all that other stuff that goes into it. Witnesses you have to call, the experts you have to have. They really need to learn how to break it down and understand what's going on, you know? So, all right, so let's talk about this, Brad. If Congress does a rush act and tries to pass something that is, you know, abortion on demand anytime without apology, is this something that is based on current law and what's going on? Is this something that can be challenged at the Supreme Court level?
Probably it could be challenged. I don't think the Supreme Court would overturn it because that's a legislative act. However, I don't think it's going to pass because it would require the 60 votes to overcome a filibuster in the Senate. We know two Democrat senators, Manchin and the other from Arizona, Senator from Arizona. She's, you know, they both made it very clear that they will not vote to rescind the filibuster rule. So I don't think it's going to happen, but they're going to be saber rattling. If it did happen, though, then I think it would be potentially catastrophic for the United States because I think we would have states across the nation. You know, like Texas has already saved the lives of over 30,000 preborn babies since they passed the heartbeat legislation. Those are real people. Little babies and toddlers who are smiling and dancing and laughing that would be dead if the Democrats had their way. Every one of the over 30,000 would be dead as we speak. So states like Texas, states with a conscience and people governing with a conscience, I believe, would first politically take major actions to get the Democrats removed in the midterm and the 2024 so they could reverse that law and have laws protecting innocent preborn babies. I could see some states deciding to say that's it, that's enough, and let's leave the United States, let's form our own republic that respects the dignity of human life and personhood. It's a possibility, and it's but I think there's other things that would happen first.
That's one of the questions I was going to ask you was, I mean, for all intents and purposes, they could pass a law, get something shoved through before summer. I don't know when they go on their summer break, but soon. And in that light, if we were to take back Congress, if we were to take back the Senate, then you could conceivably reverse all of these crazy bad laws and even pass laws to countermand Joey B's executive orders, couldn't you?
Yeah, except you have a guy in the White House who'd veto any pro-life legislation, who doesn't mind having the blood of the preborn on his hands, even though he's so old he's going to be meeting his maker in the sooner rather than later. So I think that fact is what it is, and that's why it probably wouldn't be until 2024 that we'd actually be able to see something like that effectively reversed. Many governors and states will be furious, and I can see many seriously considering separating from the United States, forming a new republic that respects the sanctity of human life and human decency. It could literally destroy our nation. That kind of activism and disrespect for the rights of the states could destroy our nation. Our currency would collapse. And it would be catastrophic, but that's the kind of thing that I don't think the Democrats are really thinking through, as we've seen through their economic policies and spending policies and foreign policies.
I was going to say you act like they care, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, seriously. So you asked earlier who were the ones that voted for, and I think it was Alito, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Clarence Thomas, and. You know, people have to realize Clarence Thomas is a pretty solid guy, and it would take a lot to move him. It would take a lot to get him to back away from his stance, right?
Yeah, I think it would. I do, and so I think we've got a 5-3, maybe a 6-3, but I think it's a solid 5-3 as far as overturning Roe versus Wade, and it's going to happen. And we now need to start working with the state legislators, yep. And putting on the pressure for them to pass laws that bring much more sanity and humanity and protection for these precious, innocent, preborn human beings with heartbeats, brainwaves, pain, and even fingerprints.
Well, I think, you know, again, I think you heard I'm going to switch gears on you real quick. In Boston, it was a 9-0 vote from SCOTUS that the Christian flag has to be flown just like any other flag. They cannot discriminate against the one flag because they feel it would send a message that the city of Boston is a Christian city, which is really funny because when you look at the early days of Boston, the early days of New England and all of that, I mean, Boston has a church or a place of worship on every single corner, for God's sakes. So for a place that they don't want you to call Christian, they sure were really confused in the early days, didn't they?
Yes, yes. It's and now it makes no sense.
Well,
so,
I love how SCOTUS had to tell the elite city of Boston, the educated, the enlightened city of Boston, that refusing to fly the Christian flag was a violation of the Constitution, considering they were willing to fly pretty much any other flag that was handed to them.
Right.
It's pride. It's all pride. You know that.
Yes, exactly. And but you know, we've got a Supreme Court that respects the Constitution, the majority, and I think we're going to see great case law in the future taking on this kind of tyranny.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope, you know, I saw something, it was a story I'm going to do later on about a Christian college that banished Franklin Graham's Operation Christmas Child because it wasn't inclusive enough. That's a Christian college, right, banning these boxes that they send of toys and other things to kids at Christmas time. I don't know what they felt wasn't, I mean, I haven't gone through the whole story yet, but think about this. Think about where we've come when Christian colleges are banning well-known Christian ministers. I don't know. It's just craziness to me. And we need our Christian brothers and sisters to step up, push back, and fight back. Anyway, all right, we got a couple seconds here. Tell people again, how can they help you?
Yeah, it's real simple. Just they go to our website. They can support us financially, monthly, tji.org.
Well, cool. I love this stuff. It's easy stuff. Anyway, Joe Bettini, your host. Listen, come on back in the next hour. We're going to talk about why does Title IX even need to be exist? Seriously, if we're not going to honor it, why bother? Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.